do that we could not keep. And now Jesus died to save us. Now we can do what we could never do before. It is the law that now transforms us through the Holy Spirit to do something we could never do before. Grace now teaches me to say no to sin, and therefore I now have the power through the Holy Spirit to do what God's called me to do because of his transformation in my life. And if I keep my eyes focused on that love, then we're effective in the world. Why are you here if you're not here? To love him. Why are you here if you're not here to remember what he's done for you? If remembrance, repentance, and renewal do not take place, Jesus said, removal will. This is exactly what happened to the church in Ephesus. The church Paul labored in for 2 years. The church that once was on fire for God. The church that once loved the Lord deeply is now non-existent. Paul's exhortation in Ephesians 6:24, grace be with those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. They did not heed that. They did not hear that. Therefore, Jesus came in, and he then told them, remember from where you have fallen, repent, and do the deeds you did at first, for else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place, which was not heeded. The immediate area today is uninhabited. That church is gone. In fact, today this area, especially modern Turkey, is now 99.8% Muslim. Only 0.2% of that whole area claims to know Christ. And even this 0.2%, we now know, is in rapid decline. Today, Ephesus is Muslim. And Ephesus' lampstand of the early church was removed, and God took that elsewhere. Do you think it could happen right here in the United States? You see, I do not believe this church, EC Grace, will ever fail due to some wild heresy or due to some doctrinal failure or some doctrinal deception. That ain't going to happen here. We know our Bible too well, and we have too many here who will protect the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God. I don't believe that's going to be our problem. I believe we'll receive that praise. But let me tell you where we can fail. Let me tell you where we may even be failing. We can lose our spiritual effectiveness and witness and perhaps even deal with removal if we allow a silent killer to infect us and spread throughout our body. An infection of complacency and indifference to the all-out first love we should have for the Lord. The all-out love we should have for one another, everyone. And the love for the lost from the heart. We must hear the Lord on this issue. We must respond to the Lord on this issue. We must yield to the Lord on this issue. And we must pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to convict our heart on this issue. And we need to repent. We need to grow deeper in the love. And I look, I'm talking about all of us. It doesn't matter where we are. We know we can love God more sincerely and more really, if that's even a word. Not really. It's a killer. Following the praise and the problem Jesus now sets before those who have an ear to hear, let's close quickly and look at the promise. I will grant, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is the paradise of God. Jesus said that for those who repent and renew their love for him, they would eat of the tree of life in the paradise of God, certainly. This refers to the eternal life we shall enjoy in heaven to come. It is not a lose your salvation theology. It is a authenticating truth of what it looks like to be a true believer. You see, There's also something unique in this statement. There's application for the here and now. Do you know you can chow down on the tree of life here and now? Four times in Proverbs, the tree of life is used figuratively to speak of the fullness of joy and the fullness of blessing. Proverbs 3:18, 11:30, 13:12, 15:4. For example, she, that is wisdom, is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. Love is a tree of life, my friends. Love is a tree of life of the abundant life that Christ has called you to live. To those who will take it, to those who will take hold of it, to those who will eat of it. You see, loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, it brings a fullness of joy, it brings a peace, and it brings a power, and it brings a victory to the Christian life, and therefore it floods in the abundant life. It's the continuing transforming all we do. It's what makes life life to His glory. The bottom line, it can be summed up in this statement by one commentator: the Christian life is essentially a simple thing. It is about loving Jesus. But has that simple statement, has that simple fact been lost on us? Has it? I know I'm a little long today, but I don't care. What's it going to take? What's it going to take? We said up front that the problem Jesus had with them is meant to challenge every church. It's meant to challenge me today. It's meant to challenge you today to do a heart check. I know that none of us are going to love the Lord perfectly. None of us are going to do it with perfection. We're just too sinful for that. But do you want to? Do we want to in our hearts? Do I want to worship Him? Do I hunger so bad to worship Him? Do I want to sing to Him? Well, I can tell you this, just ask the praise team. They'll let you know if you do or not. Why? Why do I not want to sing to Him? Why do I not want to pray? Why is prayer the least attended service in all of America today, and percentage-wise, the least used activity today? Why? Do I want to pray to Him? Do I want to read His Word? Do I want to tell others about my love for Jesus, or I never say anything ever? No, never, no, ever, ever, never, no, 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 no. Jesus, what? Do I want to come to church? Do I want to learn? Am I so hungry to learn? Am I so hungry to worship? Is all I can think to do is to be edifying my brothers and sisters? Do I want to come? Do I want to gather with the saints? How much do I want to gather with them? Oh, I think about my brothers and sisters. I think about the saints. I love them. I can't wait to be with them. If they're there, I'm there if I can be there. Do I want to serve Him? Do I want to please Him above all else? Do I want to know His will, or do I never really care to ask? Do I want to do His will, or do I just attempt the task? Do I want to know Him better? Do I want to love Him deeper, more and more every day? Oh, Lord. You see, we need to hear Jesus. This love is a heart issue, and what is your heart telling you right now? Have other loves crept into your life today? Do you love yourself more than you love the Lord? Do you love your pleasure more than you love the Lord? Do you love Him only if He does what you want Him to do? Do you have an overwhelming love of the world or the love of the flesh and pleasure? All of these things, my friends, eat away at my life. If I allow them in, they corrupt me. and they become the all-consuming problem. You see, all of these eat away at us. Singular love we should have for our Lord and Savior who bled and died for us. Anything else will not do. Having our doctrine right, we love to know that here at EC Grace, we stand on the doctrine of the Word. But let it not be the pride, diving board of pride into the abyss of lovelessness. Having our doctrine right won't cut it with Jesus. If our hearts and doctrine don't walk hand in hand, our walk and doctrine must walk hand in hand with love. Everything we do, it must walk in hand with the love of Jesus Christ. Without doctrine, there is no love. Without love, good love, there is no doctrine. That is love and truth. Doctrine is truth. You want to be true, you must love. You want to have the truth flowing through you, you must love Jesus. You want to have the ability to have truth in your life and in your pathway, you must be in the truth of the Word of God. It's all about doctrine, truth, accompanied with love, and they must be bound together. They must cling together. Why should the Lord have to plead with me? Why? Why does he have to beg to spend time with me? Why? Why would Almighty God have to beg me to tell someone about him? Why does he have to plead with me to pray? You see, what he's telling me is, Aaron, I want to be the foremost on your mind. I want to be the foremost on your heart. And I want to be the foremost on your lips. So, Aaron, he who has an ear, let him hear. Remember, son. Repent. And renew. And that's what I'm going to do. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Lord, I just thank you for today. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your loving kindness. I thank you for your praise and your encouragement. And Lord, I thank you for your warning. Lord, we don't want to love you poorly. Lord, we don't want to love you poorly. Lord, forgive us, please. Lord, please forgive us anywhere that exists in us. A love for anything that shouldn't be there. Anything that scars our heart or hardens our heart. Oh Lord, please work in this area in our life that we may be like you, that we may look like you, that we may yield to you, that we may let you flow through us, that we may be used for your glory. Lord, please don't remove our lampstand. Please, no, Lord, don't do that. How shameful, Lord, if that were to happen to us. That we couldn't serve you authentically. That we couldn't love you the way we should. That you would remove our lampstand and put someone else there. Oh, no, Lord, let us rise up. Let us be your children that follow you. Lord, you know our frailty. Oh, Lord, you know. You know where we fail. You know our weaknesses. You know every person here, what their triggers are. You know where we are dropping the ball. But Lord, I thank you for your steadfastness. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you that you will complete what you started in us. Lord, I want to hear you now. We want to hear you in our heart through your word. We hear you. Let us remember from where we have fallen. Lord, let us take a real check at our seriously sick repentance. Break our heart and let us renew. Let us renew and let us go do what you called us to do out of a love for you. I pray this morning, Lord, that we will answer that. Lay on everyone's heart, Lord, if we need to repent, let us all come together. Let everyone come up here and flood this stage. Let us flood this front. Lord, why would we not? Lord, if we need to repent, bring us to repentance. May you be loved with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And Lord, as Paul prayed, may we grow in the knowledge of your love, and may we respond. So Lord, as we sing this song about the Holy Spirit, you say to listen to the Spirit. May we love to hear him. May we love him. May we love you. May we encourage one another. May we love one another well. And Lord, where we've fallen, help us not to be judgmental to a brother or a sister. Help us to carry one another's burden, to walk in discipleship with one another. Let us care for one another tenderly and kindly and compassionately so that the world might see that we are yours. Lord, I beg this in my life. I plead you to do this in the lives of my brothers and sisters here, wherever it might be needed. In your name we pray. Amen.